This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving, starving. But the only thing in the fridge, Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Are you ready for Badger basketball? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those amazing on-the-court moments. Shields is right there with you, cheering our team on to victory. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online. And let's get ready for Badger basketball. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Jacksonville State 75-60. We'll be joined by head coach Greg Gard shortly. Well, again, we had talked about it toward the end. Tyler Wall really establishing things early for Wisconsin. You figure it was a game that they could go in, go back into attack mode, get the ball in the paint. He and Crowell, but really Tyler with, what, the first 8 points in the game. You always wonder what's the energy level going to be like. Well, the veteran guy came in and said, the energy level is going to be what we need it to be tonight.
Well, and that's what you expect from your senior and also your junior in Crowell. Bring that energy, bring that force, because you needed to. With an athletic team, guys that can get above the rim, that want to tip the ball to get the pressure going, if you're aggressive inside, they have to suck down, and then you get your outside shot. So they did a really good job sticking to that game plan.
I'd be interested to hear what Coach Gard has to say about Chucky Hepburn, too, because we were talking during the game. You know, 7 points, 1-6 shooting. You got to keep looking. All the other things, 4 assists, no turnovers. So now over the last 4 games, Charlie, 22 assists, 3 turnovers. And his work defensively, the 5 steals, you see that in a box score. But what he was doing was more than that, though, right?
It's way more. His game tonight could not be done by a box score or statistics. He kept Tandy off all night. He made him make really tough shots. He made him make uncomfortable passes. He got on the backside. And when you feel a guy constantly on the backside of your pocket, you're looking over your shoulder the whole night. You're wondering where he's going to come next. So I just think Chucky did a lot of intangible things that you're not going to see in the box score. And he just That stat about assists blows me away. I mean, yeah, that's exceptional. That probably has to be best in the country right now.
It's got to be right in the conversation over those last four games, especially 24-3, and for the season he's sitting here at 43-14. So that's a margin or a ratio that you'll take every day of the week. Absolutely. 75-60, Wisconsin over Jacksonville State tonight. When we continue, a brief look at the Nissan out of town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes. From loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll see a low of 29. Mostly cloudy on your Friday, highs in the low 40s. Chance of rain Friday night, lows around 33. And some rain showers on your Saturday. Cloudy by the afternoon, 40 degrees. Sunday, mostly cloudy, 39 the high. It's 39 at our studios.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Keep their energy up because you're mentally probably starting to strain a little bit.
Yeah, this is that gap in the schedule now. They'll play Chicago State a week from tomorrow, and then that's it until January 2nd when Big Ten play resumes against the Iowa Hawkeyes. So the games were coming fast and furious, as they always do, but the gaps now are a little bit wider with teams, with programs taking breaks around the Christmas holiday. Which, you know, we'll get into that, you and I will, when we have our segment for the next Greg Gard radio show coming up next Tuesday. But you're right. You got to stay locked in because the campus is going to be really quiet. Yeah. And it's just but the good news is once the finals are done, it's basketball.
Yeah.
And that's
it. Pure basketball for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So that's something to look forward to as well. And again, some of the older guys are going to be able to share with the younger guys kind of that mentality. And it's really on them to bring that new – it's going to be a new energy because you're about ready to step into the Big Ten portion of your schedule. And as we both know, that's a completely different energy and physicality. And so you're just going to have to help prepare your team.
All right, Badgers winning tonight 75-60. Coming up next, our call of the game as the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Winter driving requires a bit more vehicle preparation and a lot more caution when driving.
so be sure to stop into your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's wintertime essentials. Inside, you'll find wiper blades, brake fluid, motor oil, fuses, scrapers, filters, and more. Or you can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. Happy holidays from all of us at Bumper to Bumper. Service is the difference. We get it.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Clary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clarybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as the Badgers defeat Jacksonville State tonight 75-60. Time for our call of the game, and in a game where Tyler Wall was doing a lot of damage early and Stephen Crowell and A.J. Storr. Charlie and I are over here just pulling for Connor Asija to have something good happen. He came in briefly in the second half, got beat right away on a baseline out-of-bounds play, and got sent to the bench right away, and then he got in the closing minutes, and maybe this shot is the start of something to get Connor back on the right path. Presses on, inbounds pass to Blackwell. A minute 10 to play, 72-56 Wisconsin. Gilmore, front court Asija for three, left side, book it. There you go, Connor Asija with the triple. That gets the crowd excited. 75-56 Wisconsin. Got the announcers a little excited too over here courtside, because he's a guy that he's easy to root for, because he's a great kid for one thing. And when you see someone struggling, man, you just, and as a coach, you can't be a nice guy, right? You've got to,
no.
The player has to prove to you that he can be trusted out on the floor. But maybe that shot, now he took another one, it didn't go in for him, but maybe that's something that could get him going, the one that he did see go through.
Well, I think it's two things. It's hitting a shot because you're in that rhythm, but you hear the support, right? Like, you probably hear what feels like deaf ears over the last few games because you've not been in that rhythm. You're not playing a lot. You were injured for a couple weeks. So I think that's a big, big move. And I hope he takes that mentality right now and says, all right, what can I do to get 1% better? I think if he's trying to make these massive leaps right now, he's going to go back into making too many mistakes.
Yeah, I wonder too, Charlie, I want to ask you this as someone who's, you know, lived this life, and particularly in the case of a Connor Asija, because last year He had to move into the starting lineup. He was a weapon on a team that dearly needed one. But with that, you get scouted. And, you know, the good teams, they know that. And the players, you can see they're kind of locking in on him. So, you know, you call it sophomore slump, whatever. But maybe it's just more sophomore reality in the case here. Now it's a matter of what can he do about that to work through, knowing that when he's on the floor, the other team knows what his strengths are.
Yeah.
How do you handle that?
You gotta figure out what that next level is for you, right? What other ways can you make a difference with the team? And because he's getting scouted, right? Everybody knows to take away that shot and not give it to him. He doesn't have a second tier yet, right? So he's got to get back to what he was doing as a freshman. That second tier was pump fake to the middle, pull up jump shot. He's not getting that initial fast step. He's making a cut where I call it like a sideways step, right? He's stepping off and it's going to the side. He's not advancing. He's stepping to the side versus stepping at the rim. He's not attacking that foot. So for him, I think if he can get into the interior and start making a second move, or like we talked when he first came in, he's got to make his presence. Effort erases everything.
Yep.
So I just think I really hope that he just takes that advice.
All right, we'll take one more break. We'll hear from Coach Gard in a moment. Badgers win it by 15. More in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll see a low of 29. Mostly cloudy on your Friday, highs in the low 40s. Chance of rain Friday night, lows around 33. And some rain showers on your Saturday. Cloudy by the afternoon, 40 degrees. Sunday, mostly cloudy, 39 the high.
It's 39 at our studios.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news talk and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open.
Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Mayor, co-host of Mino and the Mayor, we checked in with Jim Schmidt's Christmas party. And it sounded like he told me it was going to be over at 8 o'clock, but it sounds like it's still going strong. And John Mino got on the phone with us, Kristen Lyerly, Todd Michaels, who hosts or who produces the morning show. Sounded like it was, and they had a choir singing. Sounded like it was a really fun time. Sounded like one not to miss. And yet here I am talking about movies and show business with you. Great to have you with me. We are broadcasting live from the City Deck Studios here in at WGBW in Green Bay. Downtown Green Bay on a beautiful night. Very unseasonably warm today, but I'll take it. I don't have any problem with that personally. I got a couple more texts. For our question tonight, the question is, eggnog, disgusting or delicious? You can text us your response at 920-264-0606. here's two more. Like it, but kind of gross, but I don't ask what's in it. So this person just is in total denial, guzzling eggnog faster than anyone has a right to. Maybe if you drink it fast enough, it doesn't matter what's in it. And then another one that says, love it any time of year, probably in response to what Conrad and I were just talking about. Conrad says he only likes it around the holidays. And I said, it'd be weird to have at other times of the year. I'm sure those people are out there. And, this person says, love it any time of year. So keep those answers coming. We'd love to hear from you. Eggnog, disgusting or delicious. Let us know. 920-264-0606. Okay. So in a few minutes, Mike Crute is going to be here. He's one half of the hosting duo of the Devil's Advocate here on Civic Media. It's on from 4 to 6 every day. Mike is a good guy and a really well-informed guy and very entertaining to listen to. If you haven't checked out the Devil's Advocate, highly recommend it. And then, as I mentioned, there are not, like, last night and the night before, there were, like, crazy celebrity birthdays. And they're kind of fun to talk about. Tonight, not so much. So we went with a movie theme. And music. This is the birthday of the movie The Jerk and Dirty Rotten Scoundrels and of the album London Calling by The Clash. I don't know every Clash song, but there are like 4 or 5 songs of theirs. When I hear it, I can't turn it off. Rock the Casbah, Train in Vain. You know, they're just like one of those bands. Iconic, really cool. And I'm probably not cool enough to own all of their albums. That's why I just kind of admire them from afar. And I only know 4 or 5 songs, but we'll play a little of them later. Also, it is Ted Raimi's birthday. Ted Raimi is an actor and a member of the Raimi family, obviously. His brother is Sam Raimi, the director, who wrote and produced. Conrad, what was the movie I was confused about before? It's Army of Darkness. Sam Raimi. Hold on. I'm going to pull this up because Sam Raimi, he was in a he's like really tight with the Coen brothers, too.
The Evil Dead.
Evil Dead. That's yeah. It. I can never with Bruce Campbell. Yeah. And he did Spider-Man. He's just a phenomenal, highly acclaimed director. And I have a story, kind of like a 6 degrees of separation with Sam Raimi. When I moved to L.A. in the mid-90s, my wife and I were unpacking. We were moving into our new apartment, and my wife had a box, and she was going through a doorway and popped a fingernail. It was more painful than it sounds, or maybe it sounds painful. I don't know. So I took her to the closest medical establishment I could. It was the North Hollywood Medical Center. So we're waiting. It's kind of this old rundown building. Well, the doctor comes out. He works on her finger. And his last name is Raimi. And I said, oh, any relation to the director, Sam Raimi? At the time, I had a writing partner named Noah Garber. He was a big Sam Raimi fan. So he said, The doctor said, yeah, he's my brother. I said, oh my gosh, I can't wait to tell my friend. He's a big fan of all of Sam's movies. It's really exciting. And he was just like the nicest guy in the world. And we had this nice chat. He told us they were from Detroit and they were kind of migrated out there. And so I get home that night and I call my old writing partner, Noah. And I said, hey man, you're never going to believe who I met tonight. Sam Raimi's brother. He goes, what was his name? I go, Ivan. He goes, Ivan Raimi? And he starts flipping out. I'm like, you know the famous director's brother? He goes, yeah, he financed all of Sam's movie, put him through film school, financed all his movies, and they write together. I'm like, oh my gosh, you got to be kidding me. So about a week later, I go to Ralph's, a big supermarket out there, and I'm walking in. Who do I see coming out pushing his groceries? Ivan Raimi. So I stop him. It's actually probably about a month later because I was kind of surprised he remembered me. But I stopped him, and I said, hey, I brought my wife in, and you know, you worked on her a little bit and we had a talk and he says, oh yeah, she hurt her finger, right? I said, yeah. And he goes, how's she doing? I said, really good. And then we talked for like 4 or 5 more minutes, just very casually. I didn't bring up that he was a writer and all that because I was trying to do that. It would seem like sucking up. I just really enjoyed talking to him. He was like just a good dude, a good Midwest dude from Detroit. And I love when I see that nice people or people with serious like substance that are very authentic have success. And that's how I equate. I figure if he's that cool, his brother's that cool, and thereby Ted Raimi, I'm making a big leap here. It's Ted Raimi's birthday, the Raimi I've never heard of before today, but I like the Raimi family is what I'm saying. And Ted seems like a pretty cool dude. So anyway, happy birthday. Happy birthday to the whole Raimi family. I think that's, I think they're good people. And I'm happy for their success. Okay, so it is the anniversary of London Calling being released. And Conrad, let's hear a little bit of Train in Vain, shall we? Yeah. You know this song. Even if you don't really know The Clash, this is just one of those songs. I dare you not to bob your head or tap your toe. That song. What do you think, Conrad?
I'm definitely tapping my foot right now.
Have you heard of The Clash before today?
I have not.
You have not? Oh, really? You never heard Rock the Casbah?
That sounds familiar.
I'm sure you've heard it. If you heard it, you'd know it. Or if you, interestingly enough, they don't ever say the words Train in Vain through the whole song. I like songs like that. All right, that's good. Been in a few movies too. Great song. So that's one birthday today. The release of London Calling by The Clash in 1979. Other movie birthdays. We'll hear some clips, play some clips later. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, 1988. I cannot recommend that movie enough. It's kind of a forgotten comedy from the 80s. When people talk about the 80s, it's always Caddyshack and Fletch and, you know, Ghostbusters or whatever. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels is second to none, really. It's a great film. And The Jerk from 1979. It's The Jerk's birthday, too. Steve Martin, Bernadette Peters, Jackie Mason, Wisconsinite. So some good birthdays. We'll play some clips later. Mike Crute is going to join me in just a couple minutes. And then later in the show, Rob Cohen is going to be here with me. He is a writer-director. Rob has written on The Simpsons, The Big Bang Theory, and he wrote the Flaming Moe's episode of The Simpsons, one of the classic episodes. So we'll talk to Rob. He's a great interview and a really good dude. So I hope you're unwinding. I hope you're feeling mellow because this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. You take it. You pay the price. Move it all night. Been all night. Been all night with a cold blood. Just move it all night. Move it all night. Well, I prove it all night for you.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
CBS News Brief. Authorities in Denmark and Germany arrest a number of people they suspect are Hamas members plotting attacks on Jewish people in Europe. CBS's Charlie Daggett.
Security is being ramped up tonight in parts of Europe. Denmark announcing higher police patrols in Jewish sites in Copenhagen. The Danish prime minister saying the threat is as serious as it gets.
Holiday break delayed for U.S. senators who will be back on Monday to work on a border deal that Republicans want in order to push for more Ukraine aid, which Democrats are asking for. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
If we believe something is important and urgent, we should stay and get the job done. That is certainly the case with the supplemental. It is important. It is urgent.
A new Gallup poll finds obesity on the rise. CBS medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
Since the start of the pandemic, we've seen American eating habits get worse, with people eating fewer fruits and vegetables, although exercise habits seem to be about the same.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegiout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's biggest business lobbying group is suing the state Justice Department over an open records request. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce asked for records between the Justice Department and the law firm they hired to go after PFAS manufacturers in March of 2022. They finally heard back in September of this year that the request had been denied. The department's policy says it should take about 10 days to decide whether or not a records request should be granted. All of Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans voted for the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. The vote merely extends the House investigation into President Biden. It doesn't impeach him or remove him from office. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll see a low of 29. Mostly cloudy on your Friday, highs in the low 40s. Chance of rain Friday night, lows around 33. And some rain showers on your Saturday. Cloudy by the afternoon, 40 degrees. Sunday, mostly cloudy, 39 the high.
It's 39 at our studios.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never, never. No. I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do
and that. I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, we Seth? Got,
he was way up in the, he was in the, like really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. my way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Most people seem to think delicious. I'm in the minority here, but here's one for... Oh, Conrad, your mom texted again.
Great.
Paula Krieger, yum with rum. Sounds like mom's making it a little stronger than it needs to be, but okay, that's good. Thank you, Mrs. Krieger, if I can, if that is your real name. Here's Chris Casper texted in, yes. Sounds kind of on the fence about the question. I don't know what to make of that. And then here's the text. That song, it's a... Train in Vain, I assume. This is from the 414. The song is a great riff, fun child and adult song. Could not agree more. In Milwaukee, you have the arena and the auditorium at the same street The Clash and Frank Sinatra were performing on the same night. 80s combat rock and a tuxedo. Born and raised in Milwaukee, so cool. That's from the 414. Great text. And I got one more here. Eggnog is the best part about the holidays. I am on an island here. But let's see what another civic media and a much bigger radio personality than me thinks. Mike Crute is joining us now. He's the co-host of The Devil's Advocate here on Civic Media. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Pete. How you doing, man? Why do I feel like that's a fat joke in some way, shape, or form?
No fat joke. I'm bigger than you, dude.
Well, here's what I would tell you. Eggnog dilutes the rum. So I leave the eggnog out and just go straight for the rum.
Yeah, don't mess around. Really, what are we doing here? That's what I'm talking about. Mike,
how we doing, Pete?
Great to have you here. Thanks for being here. I know it's a school night and you've got a lot of things going on, but I appreciate your time.
Sure.
Hey, so tell us, okay, there might be a few people listening to me that haven't heard The Devils yet. So tell us a little bit about your show.
Devils Advocates Radio Show, humbly described as the greatest radio show ever. It's myself and Dominic Selvia, who just happened to be my college roommate. We're both graduates of the University of Wisconsin La Crosse. So
cool.
Up in God's country, we've learned a few things together. And 30 years later, this lifelong friendship we've developed, we play out every afternoon doing what I call barstool politics.
I love that phrase.
And we try to take all comers and, you know, if you call in, you're likely to get your balls busted because that's what we do to friends. But, you know, we have a great time and we certainly entertain ourselves and occasionally even the audience.
That's so cool. It's a great show. I mean, and you guys, like, how long ago did the show start? Like, you didn't do it coming right out of college, did you? Did you guys? I know you guys worked your butts off to get it out there. Now it's really popular.
I did work. I went to college with the intent of working in television. I was a sports guy, and I worked for ABC out of college. And Dominic went on to grad school. He's a businessman by trade. He's got his MBA, and I found myself sort of ass backwards in business for many, many years, and wanted to get back to broadcast. I actually saw a guy named Ed Schultz do a live broadcast at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. And Ed loved his life. And I had a little bit of success out there in the world, but I certainly didn't love it, not the way Ed did. So I found myself November of 2011. I approached my best friend, or at least one of my top three best friends, Dominic. And I knew we had this unique rapport that when we went to the bar and we started talking, it wasn't our conversation. It became the bar's conversation. We had half the bar participate. And at that time, that was when Scott Walker and Act 10 was very contentious and the Capitol uprising had happened. And we were being shushed in the bar, literally, like, you can't talk politics here.
Oh, wow.
And we said, well, that's what we do. You know, we drink too much and we talk politics. That's our fun.
Right.
So we took that concept to the radio, and we've been doing it. Initially, it was just a Saturday show. And within 6 months, As soon as they gave us a little slim daily show, that became our full-time endeavor. And we've been doing the show every day for going on 13 years.
Wow, that is so great. Did you guys start out kind of taking opposing sides? Is that where the name came from?
Well, there were times we would, only one of us would know what we wanted to talk about. So let's say I would come and I'd want to talk about climate change today. And Dom would come and he would want to talk about tax policy. And we wouldn't prepare the other one for what topic we had chosen. So one guy's arguing with facts and figures, and the other guy's arguing with emotion and occasionally anger. But we learn to collaborate and to find topics. But in our perfect world, we are looking for a topic where we can find some point of disagreement and demonstrate that, you know, you can disagree without being disagreeable. And at the end of the day, we love each other. We give ourselves permission to show each other the emotion and have these heated conversations and then laugh it off and move on. Yeah. It's not that the topics aren't important, but it's also important to be able to disagree and still be friends.
Yeah, I think what I like so much about civic media, Mike, is the local approach. Like, you know, everybody, a lot of people watch Fox, MSNBC, whatever your cup of tea is, and it's easy to divide when you do that. But when things come to a local level, or you're sitting across from a guy at the bar or even in the radio booth, you know, you have a civil conversation. And it's local politics are like, hey, we need money to keep the pool open or to keep the buses running. It's people coming together to solve problems. It's not so idealistic, if that makes sense. Is that civic media's goal? Are you hoping that catches on everywhere? Because you're a big voice behind this.
Well, I'm one of many, many voices at civic media. And the greater mission, the greater purpose of civic media is certainly grown beyond my vision. So what I would say is I can only speak to what I'm trying to accomplish. I'm trying to make entertaining radio every day. If it's not entertaining, nobody's going to listen.
Right.
Above and beyond that, I live in the state of Wisconsin. I broadcast from one block away from the Wisconsin State Capitol. That's been my beat for going on 13 years. So we always want to find what I perceive local to be, which is state level politics. I don't wander into aldermanic races. I play out in too many different cities. You know, it would be boring to the rest. But local for us is finding the Wisconsin take on the national headline or whatever the case may be. For me, that's the local I'm looking for.
That's a great answer. I'm talking with Mike Crute. He is one of the co-hosts of the Devil's Advocates here on Civic Media. Every day from 4 to 6, great show. Do you have favorite guests, Mike?
Oh, of course. Of course. In fact, some of our best guests have turned themselves into hosts on Civic Media. Tomorrow we've got Milwaukee Corporation Counsel Maggie Dawn is our guest. And Maggie, you know, she splits the difference between our show and your show, Pete.
That's
Maggie
right.
Dawn across the Civic Media Network is at 6 o'clock in most markets. And, you know, she is super dynamic. Any day that Maggie Dawn's on the show, our show is better. James Santel, who does the Saturday morning cannolis, it's like going to a constitutional law class. And it's approachable, and people like it. I know it because I see his ratings, and people love that show. So those were a couple of our favorite guests. Historically, we've, you know, probably made most of our biggest headlines actually with Republican guests. We first made the national news with an interview with then twice-elected Senate Majority Leader Republican Dale Schultz. And Dale used to be Civic Media's own Todd Albaugh's boss when Todd worked in the state legislature.
Right. Yep.
And many moons ago, we used to call Todd and try to book Dale. And Ron Johnson, surprisingly, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, man, it's too bad that guy changed, because I've got to say, Ron Johnson has probably given me as many opportunities as a political media opinion guy as any other politician in the state, and has made special efforts to give me access to come to our studios to bring beer and be a reasonable human being in many circumstances. And that really has been a regret of mine since 2020, that we don't have the same relationship with Ron that we once upon did.
That is crazy. Wow. All right. So he would come into the studio in Madison and sit with you guys and hang out?
And I owned a station in Milwaukee for about 6 or 7 years. Ron did more than 25 long-form interviews with Dom and I in studio, typically.
Wow. So that's kind of the cool thing about your job, is you do get access. If people know people are listening, or guests know that people are listening, they're probably a heck of a lot easier to get. Did it take you guys a long time to build a following, Mike? How long did that take before you really had, like, your followers?
Here's the shocking part. The first time we ever went on the air was, like, February of 2012. That was the first time we actually played out. We had done podcasts and had done some dress rehearsals, but it was the first time we had a live show. We played on what used to be the mic, the Progressive Mic in Madison, Wisconsin. And when we went out that Saturday at noon, Dom and I had a 1 hour slot, and we played from noon to one. And during that 1 hour slot, we got 8 or 9 callers. And the first caller was Brett Holsey, who a few of our listeners tonight might remember. He was a goofball state lawmaker who eventually ran for governor as a Democrat against Mary Burke in 2014. But literally our first caller ever within like 10 minutes of being on the air was a sitting assembly rep from the Madison area. And people liked it. They liked that we would take their calls, that we would engage with them, Republicans, Democrats, whatever.
Yeah.
That's you know, doing the radio show, and I've done a lot of business around doing this radio show over the last decade, but I can tell you the radio show, the talking to the people, that's the joy, Pete. That's what I'm in it for.
I could not agree more. That I totally agree. And connecting with the listener, that's what it's all about. Mike, I have one more political question for you. Then I'm hoping we can talk a little show business, because I want to find out what you're watching. But you're such a laid-back guy. Do you ever get to a point, and we got about 1 minute to break, do you ever get to a point where you're like ready to blow your top with a caller? Who's gotten under your skin?
where did you get the impression I'm a laid-back guy?
Well, off the air anyway. You're pretty chill.
I am one of the most high-strung human beings you're ever going to meet. I wake up every single day with a smile on my face, Pete, and then somebody wrecks it. Every day. Every day somebody wrecks it for me.
Well, don't turn on the news. That's what you got to do. You can't turn on the news or the TV unless you're talking about someone in your own home.
For me. I got to watch the news.
You're like one of those people that likes to kind of get themselves ticked off.
I do.
That's great. And you talk politics even when you're not on the air. That's what I love. Like, it's just part of your fabric, which is pretty cool.
That I do. Like it or not, my wife could leave it sometimes. But, yeah, I'm absolutely a politics guy. That's my blood sport.
That's pretty cool. So here we do entertainment. We do fun stuff. And Mike's going to come back. He's going to sit through 60 seconds here. We're going to find out what Mike Crude is watching on TV. It's Pete Schwabe. Oh, Rob Cohen is coming up at 9:30. You're not going to want to miss this, you guys. Stay tuned to Nightlight. He's a Simpsons writer, Big Bang Theory, comedy writer, director. He wrote the Flaming Moe's episode of Simpson, and he's a great interview. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You let one of your board size, but lately when I look into your eyes, I'm going down, down.
Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy.
Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to Nightlight. We're broadcasting live from City Deck in Green Bay. Beautiful WGBW studios. Our question tonight, folks, is eggnog. Disgusting or delicious? Most of you are saying delicious. Mike Crute could do without it. He'll just take the rum. And speaking of Mike Crute, he is still on the phone, and we're going to talk show business a little bit. But Mike, I think this text is obviously directed to Mike. We got another one from the 414. Please remind Crudy it's the greatest show on the radio. I assume he's talking about the Devil's Advocate. Welcome back, Mike.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad the audience remembers.
It sounds like this guy just listens to Civic Media all day, which I'm fine with. I could use the text. I don't have the, I don't probably get as many texts as you guys. But so when Mike Crute is not talking politics, what are you watching, Mike?
Well, I'm a Game of Thrones guy, so I'm looking forward to that coming back. I'm one of those guys. I love the HBO Sunday night shows. Some have been not worthy, but I mean, all the way back to The Sopranos, I would watch Sunday nights, and I would like that rollout of a new episode every Sunday. Now, I have grown to love Stranger Things. I never thought I would.
Oh, wow, nice.
And I, you know, in terms of my daily fare, I'm probably loyalist or most loyal to The Colbert Show. I love Colbert because, you know, I feel like we share sort of where entertainment meets politics. Colbert and I have a similar thing. But my wife has talked me in recently to watching a show called Jury Duty. I don't know if you're familiar.
Very funny.
But one guy basically isn't in on the joke, and right. Everybody else is an actor. And the craziest stuff happens in this courtroom set. Sort of comedy drama, and it's reality TV, but it is some funny stuff. My wife's been making me watch that. But Pete, you know, I prefer the funny, you know, I like the comedy. And when I read a book, and I probably only read one or two books a year, and that's because John Grisham only writes one or two books a year.
Oh,
and
nice.
Whenever he writes, I read those books. And I would cast my fiction taste onto my movie taste. And I love The Pelican Brief and some of the different Grisham genre sort of legal thrillers, if you will.
Right. I found Jury Duty, the scene in Jury Duty where the Asian guy there's a guy who barely speaks English, is teaching him how to play that game with the sticks, is teaching him how to play. Teaching the guy who's not in on the joke how to play this game, and all of a sudden he says, "Oh, this is terrible," and he looks really sad. He says, "I owe you $2,000." And the guy that's not in on the joke is like, "No, you don't have to pay me $2,000." Like, that show is so well done, and James Marsden is really funny in it. They actually have a Hollywood kind of celebrity as a jury alternate. Very funny show. You got good taste, Mike.
Yeah, he's in, what was it, Westworld on HBO, and he was in Sonic the Hedgehog, which I guess they wouldn't have realized had I not watched Jury Duty.
You and I think, have talked about The Sopranos before. Did you like the ending or not?
I did. I liked the song. I just assumed, you know, I assumed the worst. I assumed that was, in lieu of showing us dead Tony on the sidewalk, it gave those that wanted to imagine some happy ending for The Sopranos, it gave them permission to do so. But those of us that live in the real world knows or strongly suspect that was Tony's last day.
That was his fate. Yeah, definitely. Do you have a two-part question, Mike? Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Oh, absolutely, man.
Okay. Okay. And what is your favorite Christmas movie?
It's got to be Christmas Vacation, you know, of the genre that I actually enjoy and I don't watch for the sake of the kids. But, you know, when they drag Clark's boss, cousin
Eddie.
Eddie goes and gets the boss and drags his ass down there for lack of a Christmas bonus. That's my idea of a funny Christmas movie.
I actually think Cousin Eddie is funnier in Christmas Vacation than in the original. And when he's piling all the dog food in the shopping cart and Clark's drinking the eggnog. I mean, that has become, and I got to be honest, the first time I saw Christmas Vacation, it was summer and I was like, because I love the original so much. But this one, it just grows on you. It's one of those films that the more you watch it, the better it gets. So
I still remember European Vacation. That was also a great one in the series. And I love the fact that they kept changing the kids out.
Yeah, right. They're interchangeable. And they kept driving around Big Ben kids, Parliament. That was a great one too. Okay. So Mike, let's one more Christmas question for you. Do the Croots have a real tree or a fake tree?
Real tree. It's a fight every year between my wife and I. I've been doing this for 20 years. So every year she can point out every time a needle falls on the floor, but we do real trees in this house.
So you're undefeated. You scored 20 unanswered. Okay.
Yes, and there have been times she wanted the tree on the back porch, and no, we have the tree in the house. It's a real tree, and then I do a lot of sweeping after the holidays.
Oh, I'm with your wife on that one. Okay, last question for you, Mike. We're going to pivot to sports because sports is entertainment too. Who will be the next Wisconsin team to win a championship, college or pro?
I am surely hoping our Final Four Wisconsin Badger volleyball team that are actually in action this evening. I hope they beat the Longhorns, and then it would be a national championship game against Nebraska. Nebraska has already advanced. So I'd like to think that could happen between here and the weekend.
I thought you might say that. And we got a lot of sports on Civic Media here too, which is pretty cool. So
yeah, not that game, unfortunately, but we did have the Badgers beating Jacksonville State earlier tonight. The Badger men's basketball team back on the winning track tonight, 23rd ranked.
Outstanding. Mike, thanks so much for taking time out of your night to be with me, and continued success on the Devils. A great job, and tune in.
Back at you, man. Enjoying the nightlight. Appreciate you having me on, Pete.
You got it. Take anytime. Care, open invitation. Thanks, Mike. Mike Crute, co-host of the Devils Advocate here on Civic Media, every day from 4 to 6. Great show. And they really do make politics fun. Like, it is a political show, there's no question, but they have such a good time. And it is. It's like Barstool politics. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk some funny movies who have birthdays today. We're going to read more text, and we're going to talk to a ballet teacher and then a comedy writer. A great second hour coming up on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Crowd, there's always something happening, and it's usually quite loud. Our mum, she's so house proud, nothing ever slows her down.
Broadcast locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Forget the kitchen chaos and embrace a stress-free celebration. Let Quality Foods of Wisconsin Rapids do the cooking with their complete Christmas ham or prime rib dinners. All you have to do is heat and serve, leaving you more time for making memories and enjoying the holiday spirit. Make this Christmas special with a gift of time and delicious memories. Let Quality Foods do the cooking so you can savor the season. Order your hassle-free holiday meal today from Quality Foods locations in Wisconsin Rapids. More details at qualityfoodswisrapids.com.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Eastern Gaza City. Heavy fighting rages on. The White House is sending fresh warnings to Israel to scale back the war.